Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. In the year 1872, the house number 7 Savile Row, Burlington Gardens, the house in which Sheridan died in 1814, was inhabited by Phileas Fogg, Esquire, one of the most singular and most noticed members of the Reform Club of London, although he seemed to take care to do nothing which might attract attention. This Phileas Fogg, then, an enigmatic personage of whom nothing was known but that he was a very polite man, and one of the most perfect gentlemen of good English society, succeeded one of the great orators that honour England. An Englishman Phileas Fogg was, surely, but perhaps not a Londoner. This gentleman did not figure in any public body. His name had never sounded in any Inns of Court, nor in the Temple, nor Lincoln's Inn, nor Gray's Inn. He never pleaded in the Court of Chancery, nor the Queen's Bench, nor the Exchequer, nor the Ecclesiastical Courts. He was not a member of the Royal Institution of Great Britain, or the London Institution, or the Artisans Association, or the Russell Institution, or the Literary Institution of the West, or the Law Institute, or that Institute of the Arts and Sciences placed under the direct patronage of Her Gracious Majesty. In fact, he belonged to none of the numerous societies that swarm in the capital of England, from the Harmonic to the Entomological Society, founded principally for the purpose of destroying hurtful insects. Phileas Fogg was a member of the Reform Club, and that was all. Was this Phileas Fogg rich?